Blog Talk Radio.
Who is wise enough to understand these things? Who is intelligent enough to know them?
Straight are the paths of the Lord. Just walk in them, but sinners stumble in them.
That is right. This is not a test. It's the
real thing.
My name is Jason Dias alongside
Kiki Culpepper.
And this is the ChristCast 2020.
Welcome back.
It's been a month since we did this, so
yeah.
We're stumbling over the intro, and I put a mint in my mouth just before the show started,
yeah.
Which was a big mistake.
And my throat hurts, so we all have reasons.
Yes. But it's okay. It's a new year. We're happy to be talking about the Bible. We have not done a book of the Bible since before Thanksgiving, if
no.
You can believe that. And that you heard there is actually the postscript of the book of Hosea, which is our unique way of telling you, read the entire book. These minor prophet books are not long, and this
one...
There
are only a few chapters,
but
you can get through a lot of them pretty fast.
Yeah, in the Jewish Bible, they're all one book, they're all one scroll, which is why they're called the minor prophets. Remember, it means they're short books of the Bible, not that they're unimportant.
Yeah.
I think for the first time, we're back in the same place as we were a year ago, Chick-fil-A at...
West Point Village.
And so we're enjoying our exile here at Chick-fil-A. Okay, let's talk about where we are in the Bible. Let's go back to 755 before Christ. We're in the divided kingdom of Israel, the northern kingdom, which Hosea refers to as Ephraim in this book, and of course the southern kingdom of Judah.
And as you could tell, Hosea wrote the book, and that bears his name. It's like, that's why it's named after him. He decided to do that, so... It's the longest minor prophet out of all of the minor prophets, but that still doesn't mean it's like, oh my gosh, it's so long. And Hosea would have been preaching at the same time as Isaiah and Micah and all the other disciples that we know about.
Yeah, the great minor prophets. It's an interesting time. You know, we've talked about this before. In the old days, when there was a war and a country was wiped out, the enemy didn't come in and rebuild the country. They took the people and they sent them away. And Hosea is saying, listen, pay attention to me. Something truly bad is going to happen to you if you don't listen, you don't pay attention. And of course, we'd love to have people come in and help us with the books of the Bible. And today we have one of our favorites, Mrs. Riddle, former fifth grade teacher out at the Christian Academy. Fourth grade teacher. She's still here. Fourth
grade
teacher, yes. My second mistake of the year, and we're only in our first show.
We're only 10 days in.
So she's going to talk to us about that, and we're going to come wrap it up right after
this.
This is Sharon Riddle, and this is the G-rated version of the Book of Hosea. The first thing we notice about the Book of Hosea is that God tells Hosea to do something very unique and very unusual. Priests were required to marry a woman who'd never been with a man, and that's told to us in Ezekiel 44:22. But God is trying to use Hosea's life in his big picture plan, and he wants to show the people of Judah that they have committed flagrant harlotry. And so, obviously, he wants to show his immense love for them, his faithful love, through the picture of a faithful husband. So he asks Hosea to do something unusual. And so he uses unique pictures in his big picture plan. He's the master of communication. And what that takeaway is for us right now is that in the year 2019, God wants to display his great, faithful love. Each of us is going to have a different, unique message, but in 2019, he wants to show this world how much he loves them. Hosea is kind of connected with their names and the big picture that God wants us to see. Hosea has three children by his wife, who's running everywhere to find fulfillment. The first one is Jezreel, which means judgment. In a little while, there will be judgment. And then he has Loruhua and Loami. And those names mean not my people and no more compassion. And I could just see Hosea calling his children every day, hey, judgment. Hey, no more compassion. Hey, not my people. As a daily reminder to his people of something that God wants them to see. He says, not my people, but he has a big picture plan in the form of Jesus Christ that is going to make them his people. He says in verse 7 of chapter 1, I will have compassion on the house of Judah and deliver them by the Lord their God, not by bow, sword, battle, horse, or horseman. So even though God is warning the people every day, yes, your actions are leading to judgment, he has a big picture plan to give them compassion and call them his people. Now, I want to talk about the sins that the people had committed, because we naturally go to the biggies. They were worshiping idols. They were murdering their children in the name of God. They were going to temple prostitutes. These are the ones that seem big to me. But you know what God keeps bringing out in the book of Hosea? An ungrateful heart. That is a biggie to God. It says in Hosea 2:8, for she doesn't know that I was the one who gave her the grain, the new wine, and the oil, and lavished on her the silver and the gold, which they used for Baal. She doesn't see that I am the one who fed her and blessed her. And then a prideful heart really gets God's attention. And he says in chapter 2, verse 13, and chapter 13, verse 6, they forgot me. That's a biggie to God. They didn't even think of me. And he says in chapter 7, verse 7, no one calls on me. You know, we think sometimes we're imposing on God when we ask him to be a part of our day. But God wants to be an integral part of our lives. He doesn't want a duty-led relationship. He wants us to recognize the treasure of his compassion, his daily compassion. He wants us to recognize the blessing it is to be called his people. And so, in 2019, if we could just focus on that love relationship, that wanting to integrate God into every part of our lives, that is his love language, to be involved in our lives, to be called on to help us. And then the third point from the book of Hosea is that God's ultimate goal is to bless his people. And sometimes the road of blessing leads us through the unfamiliar and the uncomfortable. It leads us through hardship and difficulty and pain. And one last thing from the book of Hosea, this came out over and over again through the book, is that God's word has been pushed down, devalued, because the people of Judah couldn't be where they are if they were reading God's word and listening to it, paying attention to it. And I just want to compliment you, Jason and Kiki, because the attention you're giving God's word through this radio program, God is pleased with that. He honors his word. And when it goes out, it always produces something in someone's life. And he's making a big difference through that. Well, he tells us in the book of Hosea, my people are destroyed for their lack of knowledge. To love God is to love his word, to read his word, and to obey his word. And today, as we take time to read Hosea, we can't help but hear his love bleeding out through the pages. Well, I want to share a challenge for 2019. First of all, I want to challenge everyone to be reading God's word every day, because you can't end up where the people of Judah did if you're daily in his word. But more than that, a few years back, I took up a challenge from Beth Moore. She challenged women, or men, to memorize two verses a month. What's happened is that the truth of God's word in the verses I have memorized gets way, way down deep.
All right. Hey, Hosea's message is unique. Now, you live uptown, so I don't know if you know this guy, but there's a guy in New Braunfels that everyone refers to as Guitar Johnny.
I have seen him.
And
he does like the Little Caesars speed guitar.
Yes, all kinds of stuff. And I always say the same thing when I see Guitar Johnny. I say, he's got more clients than I do.
No,
and,
okay, if you don't know who he is, he's the guy that stands on the corner, like, rocks out with, like a cardboard guitar for different companies.
Yep, and so, but this is why I'm bringing up Guitar Johnny, is I've seen him for 15, 17 years that I've lived here. If his guitar had said, when I first saw him, repent, New Braunfels, these terrible people from Burner are going to come down and wipe out New Braunfels and send all your loved ones into slavery, we would have been like, come on, give me a break. The unique thing about Hosea is they lived to see his prophecy come true when?
Assyria destroyed the northern kingdom of Israel, and the northern people are sent into exile in 722 BC.
Yes, so some of those people that heard him and went like, come on, this is never going to happen.
It's like those people in New York that say, the sky is falling.
Yes. They found out it was, that Hosea was not lying. He was right. And they lived to see a very, very powerful lesson. The northern kingdom of Israel allowed so many things to get between them and the one true God.
That eventually the people of Israel did not know
they weren't
worshiping a fake God.
Didn't even know
they
were worshiping
idols. They were just like, oh, this is the God I think.
We don't have to have false idols and stuff like that.
You have false idols, but you don't even think about them.
You don't even know it, that it's putting a separation between you and God, which Ms. Riddle talked about. He wants a love relationship with you. He wants a personal relationship with you.
It's like a best friend relationship that you tell everything to.
But we think let things like money and recognition, in my case, pride, get in the way.
Ego.
Yes, the ego gets in the way. Some of your generation, it's like, how many pictures of yourself can you, not you,
I
not
don't
you.
Take any. They're all of my dogs.
You post more pictures of your dog,
they're
right? The official dog, Ozzo the Doggo, the official dog of the ChristCast 2020. But people want to be known, and they want to have their vanity and their pride, and they want to be famous on Instagram and stuff like that. Let me tell you something, folks. If you want to make a good New Year's resolution, the one that Ms. Riddle talked about is great. Memorize a Bible verse every month. But I promise you, you will get more out of reading the Bible than you will ever out
just
of scrolling through.
Just read through the whole Bible at
the way
your
we're
own
doing
speed.
It. Yep. And if you need some help, 10 minutes. 10 minutes a week,
we're here.
You can get it right here. And, of course, it is the ChristCast 2020, and we do find Christ is in Hosea chapter 6, verse 2.
After 2 days, he will receive us. On the third day, he will restore
That's
us.
That's right. And so Christ is in there, and a lot of places in the Minor Prophets. I've had a month to prepare for this show. I've read Hosea like 6 times, and I've
That's
loved
a good
it.
Thing.
Yes, it is a good thing. Repetition promotes accuracy, even though I stepped on the intro. However, like you said, how we said at the beginning, if you are wise enough, you will know that
God's powerful love is stronger than any rebellion and any sin you could ever commit. It's like, I've seen an analogy before when I went to camp. It said, it's an Oreo analogy, saying Jason has 3 Oreos worth of sin, and I have like 5 Oreos worth of sin. God looks down from above and only sees 1 Oreo for all of us.
I would rather have more Oreos. I probably have more Oreos than
you. No, but that's not a good thing.
I'm working on it. So when God looks down, he doesn't see quite as many Oreos on my
God
plate. But you're right.
See,
well, that's true.
God only sees the one Oreo.
Well, I'm going to enjoy, as we continue through the Minor Prophets, as we head into your final year as a junior.
Yeah.
And then we'll be wrapping it up. Can I believe it's our 5th calendar year doing a show together.
Well,
and
happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. But that's absolutely right. Hashtag God's powerful love is stronger than rebellion and sin. And my name is Jason Dias alongside
Kiki Culpepper.
This is the ChristCast 2020, and to God be the
glory.